Don't make a sound, or you might wake someone up. Sound carries pretty far in this place. Yes, I know I shouldn't be here, not at this hour. But you know I'm not one for following the rules. No, you're not still dreaming. Were you dreaming about me before I woke you? Do you dream about me often? Do you dream about me doing naughty things with you? Because I dream about you that way, all the time. I think about it too, when I'm awake. When it's just me and a big empty bed, and my fingers touching my favorite spots. You have to know why I'm here. Why else does a girl sneak into a boy's room in the middle of the night? I'm here to share your bed. Shh. I know the reasons why we shouldn't. Why we technically can't. But that's what makes it so exciting for me. I was always the one who got into trouble for breaking curfew or for talking in class. I still do, on both counts. I guess I get off on being the bad girl. I don't like to do what I'm told, and I like to do what I'm told not to. And right now, I want to do something that's been heavily implied I shouldn't do. You could tell me to go back to my room if this freaks you out too much. If you don't want to see what the forbidden fruit is like. But I already told you that I don't like to do what I'm told. I really want to do this with you so badly that I don't think you can understand. Bad enough to cause a scene if you turn me down. I'm already in your room, and neither of us is wearing much. If I lose this robe and start screaming, well, that will certainly get people to come running. Then there would be the most awkward questions for you. After that, there almost certainly wouldn't be another chance like this for you. Sure, there's a good chance we may attract some attention anyway, but at least this way, we have some fun first. Just lie there in bed as I slip off this rope. And then slip into the bed. Even in the darkness and under the sheets, I know exactly where my hands should go. And despite your words earlier, at least part of you approves of me being here. Now this is where you have to step up. I could fuck you silly right here, just climb on top. But my fantasy isn't to fuck you. It's to be fucked by you. So yeah, I'm a bit of a wild child. But when it comes to you, I still like to be a little passive. If you want, you can just take me from behind. Perhaps it would help not to see the face that you're familiar with. Put it in gently so I don't make too much noise. No, it's dark, so be careful where you put it, too. Otherwise, I'll end up waking everyone. And we wouldn't want that, would we? Now hurry up. There's always the chance someone will notice I'm not in my room. You have done this before, right? Or do I actually have more experience here than you? There. Now just push it into me. Ugh. Oh, that's it. We're finally doing it. What we shouldn't be doing. And it's just as much of a turn on as I thought it would be. Now, slowly, fuck me. I've done this before with other boys. But it feels so different. We Has it been your cock this time? Oh. How frustrated I was watching you every day. You turned me on so much. I was wet constantly. Oh, oh fuck. Oh, oh, dreaming about your big cock inside of me. Oh. I don't hear anyone. I think we're safe. Which is almost a shame. I kind of wanted someone to walk in on us. To see us fucking. I know it would have sucked. But wouldn't it have been hot? Well, hotter. This was pretty amazing. As it was. Thank you. I'm going back to my room. As much as I'd like to spend the rest of the night here with you and me, well, I don't want to push our luck. And I don't want to make this any less hot the next time we do it. Rest assured, there will be a next time. I don't know when or where, but it'll be just as dangerous. Good night. Go back to your dreams. You can even dream of me again, if you want. But I think you'll find that reality is much more.